The first Sikha in Vayetze in Chelik Yud, in the 10th volume of the Kutu Sikhas. And the Rebbe is basically going to explain various parts, the difference between Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And, you know, we know that Avram and Yitzchak, they both have children that were not proper. Avram had Yishmael, Yitzchak had Esav, and Yaakov, all of his sons were tzaddikim, the 12 tribes. And this also manifests itself with something else, which the Rebbe begins the Sikha, which is connected to the general idea of what Yaakov, how Yaakov worked with the world, and how Avraham and Yitzchak did. But first, the Rebbe brings down from a medrash in the beginning of the parsha. It says, "Vayetze Yaakov." How does the parsha begin? "Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er sheva." Now, why did Yaakov leave Be'er Sheva? So, if you read the story in the Chumash, the whole story that Yaakov took the bechira, the blessing from Esav. Esav wanted to kill him, and his mother sends him away to protect Yaakov. She asks him also to find a wife over there, and she says she's going to, shouldn't marry from the Canaanite women, should find a wife over there. But yet, the parsha begins with Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er sheva. So somehow, there's a very specific connection that Yaakov goes out from Be'er Sheva. What is Be'er Sheva? Of course, Be'er Sheva, the Pasuk said before, that was the place where there was a covenant, a Shavua. Sheva comes from the Lashon Shavua, as Rashi said before, because Avimelech, who was the king of Plishtim, and Yitzchak, same thing with Avraham, they all made a covenant, they made a shavua to Avimelech that they will not hurt each other. They would, you know, each one will respect the other ones. They made a shavua. So here the Pasuk says, Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er sheva. He went away from that be'er which brought about that shavua, which made that special oath between them. The Rebbe is going to explain, we're going to see that because Avram made a shavua to the Melech Pelishtim, and then later on Yitzchak made a shavua to the Melech Pelishtim, that's why they weren't able to conquer Israel. It took 7 generations for them, because Sheva is Shiva. Only after 7 generations were they able to conquer. And Yaakov, Yetze Yaakov Mebe'er Sheva, he left that Shavua. The Medrash says like this, Mebe'er Sheva, it talks about the Be'era Shel Shavua, the well of the Shavua. Why did he leave? So the Medrash says like this, Omar, that Yaakov said, if I stay in Be'er Sheva, then what's going to happen? Then Avimelech is going to come to me, and he's going to tell me, I want you to swear to me, like your grandfather swore to me. And what's going to happen? It's going to happen that my children are going to be delayed for 7 generations. Because every Shavua gives them another 7 generations that they won't be able to conquer the land of the Plishtim and the other side of Eretz Canaan. It gives them another 7 years. He doesn't want to Avimelech come to him and make him swear and then delay them for another 7 generations. Because that is what happened when Avraham, this is all the Medrash, Avraham swore to Avimelech, and then because of his Shavua, he delayed the entrance of the Bnei Yisrael to the Eretz Yisrael for 7 generations. Because like we find in another Medrash, in the Parshas Vayera, we find, if you figure from Avraham to Moshe Rabbeinu is 7 generations, right? You know that? How do we have? Avraham is 1, right? Yitzchak, 2. Yaakov, 3. Now, Yaakov had a son Levi, which makes it four. Okay? Levi had a son Kehos, which makes it five. Kehos had a son Amram, which makes it six. And Amram had a son Moshe, which makes it seven. So it turns out that it was seven generations Moshe Rabbeinu was delayed until he can conquer the land of Sichon Ve'Oig. That was before they entered into Eretz Yisrael. They conquered the land of Sichon Ve'Oig. So that happened with Moshe. Now, the same thing is Yitzchok. He too made a Shavua to Abimelech. So the seven generations started again. They started from where? From Yitzchok. Now we got to wait seven generations from Yitzchok. And that was also another generation later that they had to wait, because the 7 years started, seven generations of Yitzchok, because Yehoshua also was a seventh generation from Yitzchok. So therefore, it turns out that they waited another generation. Now what's going to happen to Yaakov if he's going to swear, make a shvu again? It's going to be another seventh generation from Yaakov. So it'll turn out that the Jews will be delayed for another year. So therefore, he didn't want to. He didn't want to. So therefore, he says, "Vayetze Yaakov beer Sheva." He left Beer Sheva. He didn't want to do that. So therefore, he left. So what's going on over here? So we need to understand this. So how come Avraham and Yitzchak did swear to Avimelech, and they weren't worried about the fact that the delay is going to be for the Jewish people, because they're making a Shavua, a covenant with them, and therefore they're delaying it? How come they didn't mind it? How come they didn't leave so they don't have to make a Shavua with Abimelech? Why is it only Yaakov that was afraid to make a Shavua to Abimelech and make a covenant with him? And the extent that he left Be'er Sheva because of that. Okay, there was other reasons, but when the Rebbe already deals with the others, he says, but the Rebbe says this was a primary reason too, according to the Medrash. But Yitzchak Yaakov, besides what the Pasuk says that he ran away from his brother, that his mother sent him away. Another reason was Yitzchak Yaakov Be'er Sheva. This is a serious reason. So how come Yaakov was worried about it, which Avraham Yitzchak didn't worry about it? And the same thing is the reverse. How could it be that Avraham and Yitzchak, they made a shvu for Avimelech, they didn't worry about that the Jewish people are going to be delayed, they won't be able to go to Eretz Yisrael? How come they did it? But the Rebbe will explain this by explaining first the difference of the approach in their service between Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov. So, Avraham, as mentioned before, he had a son Yishmael, and Yitzchak had a son Esav. And when he says Esav, it says Yotzo Mimenu, meaning they left him. Yishmael left Avraham, Esav left Yitzchak. So notwithstanding that they were the children of Avraham and Yitzchak, but yet they left their connection and they separated themselves. And what does that mean? That means that the Kedusha, the holiness of Avraham Yitzchak and their service did not reach and did not impact to change them to good. So that's why they left him. But Yaakov, on the other hand, what is his greatness is? That he has, his bed is complete, Metos Yishlema, meaning all of his children are all tzaddikim. Why? Because his work impacted that all of his sons should be wholesome, and also they remained always connected to Yaakov in his level. They always remained connected. Now, that doesn't mean that Avraham and Yitzchak are not in the highest levels. Their souls, they come from Atzilus, just like Yaakov. All of them come from Atzilus. But there is a difference between them, also how they deal with matters that are against, opposite of good and holiness. Yaakov always was busy by sorting out, refining the bad. He always tried to change the bad, make it good. He was working So Yaakov was working and trying to transform the bad and make it good, whereas Avram and Yitzchak, they weren't transformed. We find Yishmael did teshuvah. Some say that Esav, even when he ran to Yaakov, he meant it that while. But yet, it's not something that had a lasting effect. It didn't impact them. So although everybody worked, the Avodas HaBirurim, they were all there, we know that Avram also tried to influence people. He called in the name of Hashem and he fed the people. And he taught everybody about Hashem amongst all the passerbys. And also Yitzchak, we say that when he used to dig these wells, that also represents him trying to refine. But the way they dealt with the negativity, mainly with bad and klipa, was by rejecting it, by pushing it away, so that they don't object and they don't interfere to holy matters. They pushed them away, but they didn't twist them around. They didn't transform them that they should become good and kedusha. So what was their goal? What was their purpose of their occupation with matters that were bad was in a way of negativity. They tried to remove the opposition, but they didn't refine their existence. They didn't change them. They were just trying to remove the negative. As opposed to Yaakov, Vayel Charon. Where did Yaakov go? Yaakov went into the Charon. He went to Lavan. That's Charon Avshel Mokim. That was the worst place that he traveled over there in the world. And over there he worked and he impacted a positive impact to sort them out and to change them around into Kedusha. Similar to what we say, what's the difference between a tzaddik and a baal teshuva? A tzaddik doesn't connect to matters of bad. So even bad thoughts that are not for the purpose of Hashem don't enter a tzaddik, as the Tanya explains at length. But a baal teshuva, his job is also to take the negativity, the bad, and transform it and turn it into kedusha, to the extent that even his averis become like mitzvahs. So now we stated that Avram and Yitzchak did not refine and change the world around. All what they did was they took away the objection and they rejected the objection. So there was no objection. So that means that the plishtim, the evil, the plishtim that represented by the plishtim, wasn't yet sorted out, but they stopped their opposition. So what does it mean? That means that there is still a possibility of their existence and their children, and even Yishmael and Esav, they should remain still in full force, because they didn't change them around. So they're not opposing that. And they don't necessarily become sorted out. They're not fixed through the service of the father. The father became Avram and Yitzchak, but it didn't touch them. And they left him. He didn't change them. He didn't change his children. He didn't change Yishmael. Okay, so the father, they didn't object, but they still remained who they are. So they didn't disturb their fathers, but yet they themselves weren't changed. So therefore, since when they don't oppose Kedusha over there, no impact was made, so therefore if there is some negativity, okay, they allow for that. That's possible. Because they never took the negative and switched it around. They never changed it. Like we find, for example, Even Abram was sitting like by the Bnei Ches over there, right? So they remained, they said, Abram, he's a prince of God. But did they leave? Did they become no more Bnei Ches? No, they didn't change. They remained. Still they are. They didn't switch around. And even when they asked him like to bury in the Maris Machpelah for Sarah, so they allowed for Abram to buy it and to give it him, to sell it to him, but they did not change around to become a existence of Kedusha. They didn't. They stayed who they were. That was Abram Yitzchak. But Yaakov, on the other hand, Yaakov wanted to transform and change the whole world, everything. To change and to purify, to take also the world, the klippa, Sitra Achra. He didn't allow for an existence of Ra. And therefore, all of his children became tzaddikim, mitos yishlema. Why? Because he didn't just allow them or push them not to disrupt, but he actually helped them, change them around that they should become part of the program of Yaakov. So now, based on this, we can explain why Abram and Yitzchak, they made a covenant with Abimelech. And they said okay through the Shavuah. What does the Shavuah accomplish? A Shavuah means, what they made the Shavuah is, that they should each one respect the other one. They shouldn't fight with each other. Shouldn't have war. So, what was the covenant of Abram Yitzchak? What did Abram Yitzchak want from the Plishtim? Plishtim, again, represents the evil, the bad. What did they want from them? They didn't want the Plishtim to become good. What they wanted from them is they shouldn't oppose him. They shouldn't oppose the Kedusha. They shouldn't oppose Abram. Shouldn't oppose Yitzchak in their service. But the Shavuah and a covenant is not meant to change the person's essence of Avimelech and to make him to Kedusha. That it didn't accomplish that. So for Abram and Yitzchak, that's their type of a service. But Yaakov, he wants to transform Klippa, the existence of Klippa. He doesn't just want Klippa not interfere, but he doesn't want there should be any more Klippa at all. By subduing and turning and transforming Klippa Sitra Achra. So he could not make a covenant and to make peace with Avimelech, that Avimelech should say, you stay Avimelech, you stay Plishtim, we stay us, and everything is fine and dandy. That's not Yaakov's avodah. So that's why the Rebbe explains what does it mean by Yetzi Yaakov Be'er El Charono, that he left, according to Be'er Shova, means he left the Shavuah, which means when he left the Be'er Shel Shavuah, he left it means that based on Yaakov's service to the Eibishter, he could not make peace that there is evil in the world. He can't make peace with Abimelech. He can't agree that there should be peace. So he did not remain over there in the land Eretz Asherein Ashevakecha Bo, in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Say, I'm in Eretz Yisrael, but also the Plishtim are in Eretz Yisrael. We have a covenant. We're all going to live together. You know, no. So therefore, what is he? Vayelech Charono. He went out to Choron Charav, Shemokim. He goes out into the world over there and trying to take Klippa, taking the world, transforming it in Kedusha. You know, similar to, as you want to say, similar to what the Rebbe sent Shluchim to go all over. So you can sit in a nice, good community over there and say, okay, I'm learning Torah, and the world objects to Torah, okay, as long as they're not going to bother me, I'm good. And they're good, and we're going to do. No. Rebbe sends out the Yaakov that you have to go out into Choron, into the challenges, and you have to transform. So Abraham and Yitzchak didn't have a problem to swear to Avimelech. Why? Although, what's going to happen? The Yidden won't be able to go into Eretz Yisrael because 7 years they have to wait. But the truth is, it's not the Shavua that is holding them back from going to Eretz Yisrael, but it is the service, the type of service that Avram and Yitzchak had that brings the peace with Avimelech, which means that there is still klippa, there is still negativity, it still remains in full force, and therefore, as long as there is evil in the world and it's strong, so the Yidden can't go to Eretz Yisrael because it doesn't go together. So the Yidden are not going to Eretz Yisrael, not the reason the Yidden are not going to Eretz Yisrael just because you made them a Shavua. They're not going to Eretz Yisrael because the Shavua means that there's still evil there. You can't go to Eretz Yisrael because it's not fully changed. But after Yaakov goes in to Charan Nafshel Mokem, he goes into Choron, he challenges, he goes and works with Lavan, with his sheep, and with all the challenges that it has, to try to work things through the klippa and to turn them to Kedusha, so then there actually could be Simchas Banai, then there could be the rejoicing of my children, because at that point, your redemption, they can go into Eretz Yisrael, because now we've already sorted out and we've gotten rid of the klippas. And the Rebbe brings down, finally, that the same thing is true as far as the coming redemption, when Mashiach will come. It only can come through the work of Yaakov. When we work during the time of Golus, our service is that we have to deal with Charoi Nafshel Mokem Boilem. We have to deal with the negative places in the world. That is how we're going to get the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the third, which means like Yaakov, he was the third. Not like Avraham, which it says, Avraham called it Ahar, and Yitzchak called it a Soda, the Beis HaMikdash, but Yaakov that calls it Bayis, Bayis Mashiach Tzidkenu. So the Rebbe talked about in Shabbos Parshas V'yetzi Yud Kislev in Tavshin Chovah.